702. The Worldview.
It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's find out about news from elsewhere around the world. John Adderley joins us now from London in the UK. John, a very good morning to you. Over 1,000 migrants still putting their lives at risk trying to cross the English Channel from France.
You're absolutely right. It's a real issue for us here. Over the weekend, they counted at least 40 of these small boats, really not very safe at all, making this trip across the English Channel to the UK. They reckon about 1,100 people in all. One reporter there spotted a two-week-old baby in the arms of its mum, bobbing up and down on what is, I think, the world's busiest shipping lane, they say, between France and England. And the book
seems
to be a little bit of a standoff between France and the UK. Yes, you've got ferries going between the countries, and then you've obviously got freight traffic as well going through. So it is quite treacherous, and that's when the seas are very calm, as they were this weekend. And there does seem to be a little bit of a standoff between France and the UK in how to deal with all this. I mean, as you can imagine, it's tricky for both countries. France, I think, feels that maybe the UK makes it feel a little bit of a safe haven, a bit of an easy solution for migrants who come up from across Europe through France and then trying to get over to the UK. And the French Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, says not one euro has been paid by the UK, despite a promise to France from us of £54 million to help them bolster policing of the beaches, etc. Whereas the UK ministers here are saying, we've worked very effectively with the French, we've jointly arranged 300 arrests of people traffickers, we've stopped thousands of crossings, illegal crossings, and the UK saying it is a collaborative effort, but clearly much more needs to be done, and clearly tensions between the countries, and of course, we're not likely, are we, to see any lack or reduction in migrants fleeing troubled parts of the world.
Unbelievable, and gets more complicated, right, as different parts of the world become more unstable. Tell me, a leadership crisis in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, talking of unstable regimes not too far from home for us, the Czech president, Miloš Zeman, is in intensive care, we're told, in a hospital in Prague. He was taken ill right in the middle of deciding who he's going to invite to form a new government, because they've had these indecisive parliamentary elections, Czech elections, and the president, who's 77, has had long-term health problems. He spends a lot of his time in a wheelchair. We don't know exactly why he's in hospital this time round, but he had just been holding talks with the Prime Minister, Andrej Babiš, who is a close ally. His populist ANO party suffered an electoral setback in the elections, and the outcome is now really unclear, because we don't think he's going to be able to form a coalition to retain power. There are various alliances and party groupings and discussions going on behind the scenes to see what they can come up with. And there is a thought that Mr. Babiš's chances were knocked by those revelations we talked about a week ago, the Pandora Papers, where it talks about all his overseas investments and whether they've done anything underhand. So, yeah, discussions going on about who's going to rule in the Czech Republic. They've got a president in hospital. So some quite uncertain times in that part of Europe.
And tell me about young female footballers from Afghanistan fleeing to Pakistan, trying to get sanctuary in the UK.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. There are dozens of young Afghan women aged between 13 and 19 who we're told have got very promising football careers. The story of them fleeing the Taliban is dramatic enough. They managed to finally get safe haven in Pakistan with the express permission of the Pakistani Prime Minister, we're told, and they've been in hotels there for the last few weeks, but now they need to move on. And the Home Office here in London has come to the rescue and says it's working on finalising their visas, hoping they'll be able to be welcomed to the UK very shortly. I mean, this is just a sign of what's going on in Afghanistan. The Taliban, of course, coming across as a legitimate power, but then you hear stories that they've banned sport for all girls, and a number of these young players apparently had death threats made against them. They've really felt their lives were in danger in Afghanistan. And here we are in the UK with football clubs like Leeds United and Chelsea, big clubs saying they're going to help support these young women when they come over. And the Rocket Foundation, which is a group that supported their escape, says these young sportswomen are thrilled to have been given a second chance in life. So hope it works out for them.
Indeed. And good on those clubs for reaching out and lending a helping hand. John Adderley, this morning's Worldview.